short Dvar Torah on the parsha. The Gemara says in Maseches Baba Basra, and Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, 17a. The Gemara says that three people didn't have a Yetzer Hara. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So Frek Tosis Akasha, Tosis asks, he says, what? Then how did Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov get so much schar? Like, if you don't have a Yetzer Hara, and you don't have to do anything, so then how do you get reward? That's his kasha. So Tosis answers a very, very important yisod. It sounds technical, but it's very deep. Tosis answers that of course they had a Yetzer Hara, and of course they had challenges. Like we know, the nisyonos, right, the 10 test trials, they had nisyonos that they had to overcome. But once they overcame them, and they did so well, so Hashem made it so much easier for them afterwards, almost like He took away the Yetzer Hara. Meaning, it means that at the end of the day, these three people didn't have a Yetzer Hara. But not that in the beginning, they didn't have challenges and trouble and difficulties and opportunities, we'll call it. They had a Yetzer Hara, they had to fight through it. But they did so well, that at a certain point, Hashem just let it go. That's what Tosa says. The Ramban writes, the Ramban has a sefer, it's attributed to the Ramban, we don't know for a fact that it's the Ramban, it's called the Emunah U'Bitachon. Okay, it's in the Kisvei Ramban, the writings of the Ramban, it's called the sefer Emunah U'Bitachon. So over there in Perek Vav, the Ramban says something fascinating. It says, we know that Avram kept the entire Torah. That's what it says, Chazal tells the Mishnah, that Avram kept the entire Torah. It says, don't think that Avram was the great Avram because he kept the entire Torah. He says the reason Avram was so great was because he was Omid B'Nisayon. He stood up for the tests. He was able to get over all the tests of life. That is what made Avram Avram. Not that he knew the whole Torah. That's a nice thing. That's not what made him. What made him the great Avram, that we say, okay, Avram, one of the Avos, was because he stood by the tests. Like we saw from Tosas, he had the test, he had the Yetzer Hara, and he did so well that Hashem at a certain point made it easier for him. But it wasn't that he knew the Torah, it's that he went against the grain, he was able to stand up for the test, that's who he was. And Reb Chaim Volozhiner points out a very beautiful idea in Pirkei Avos. In the Pirkei Avos, it says that there were 10 generations from Noach to Avram. And then, right after that, the next Mishnah talks about how there were 10 tests to Avram Avinu. So Reb Chaim Volozhiner, the author of Nefesh HaChaim, in his Sefer Ruach Chaim on Pirkei Avos, he asks, why in one Mishnah does it call him Avram? 10 generations from Noach to Avram. And then in the next Mishnah, it says that there were 10 tests that Avram Avinu was able to pass. Why in one place you call him Avinu, our father, and another place you just call him Avram? What's the difference? So he tells us a very, very important yisod. It's very applicable in many areas of the Torah, of the Chumash, especially that we're going to learn now the next few weeks. He says that Avinu, what does Avinu mean? So that's a way to bring Mr. Holtz here for show and tell. What does Avinu mean? What does it mean to have that father? What it means is that you have a parent that gives you certain DNA. Right? Someone passes down something to you, whether you like it or not. It comes down through the blood. Right? There's certain DNA that exists based on our ancestors. Right? Says Ruach Chaim, the same thing applies in the spiritual world. When a person overcomes a test, when he has a challenge and he has difficulty, and he surpasses that, he's matzliach, he's successful, it goes into the DNA of his future generations. It goes into his bloodstream. And therefore, in the Mishnah that says that there were 10 generations from Noach to Avram, Avram was his name, Noach was his name. You don't have to mention the fact that Avram was our forefather. That's extra words. But in the Mishnah that says that Avram stood 10 tests, overcame 2 tests, 10 tests, there, specifically, the Mishnah says, Avinu, he was our father. Because Avram was Moser Nefesh in certain tests, that allowed us to be Moser Nefesh for generations to go. We know the stories left and right from the Holocaust, from the Crusades. The Jewish people were crazy. They were offered to live, but just turn Christian. Good life. You can live. And they said, I don't care, I'm going to die. Throughout Jewish history, they were Moser Nefesh. Where did that come from? Where did that craziness come from? It was in their blood. It's in the Jewish blood. From where? It came from Avram. Different people say different things. Either it's because he jumped into the Kishon Eish, the fiery furnace. Avram did that. So that put into us that it's easier for us to do it. It became easier for the Jew to be that way because of our forefathers. So there, specifically, it mentions Avram Avinu. He's our father. Passed down things from generation to generation. Now we have to realize that when we overcome tests, when we do things, it's not just, oh wow, look at that. You know, you watch an athlete, he's successful, he did something. Wow, looked cool. Right? So we do something, wow, it looked good. It changes us inside. It changes our inside, which will mamela cause a change in our future generations. The Ben Ish Chai says a gevaldik avort, mamash gevaldik. He says the word nisayon, right? What's the word? The root of the word nisayon, nes, right? The word nes, nun samach, is very unique. How's that? Because if you spell it out, you get a nun and a samach again. How's that? Nun is nun nun, is nun. Samach is samach mem chaf. The mem and the chaf, 40 and 20 is gematria 60. It's a samach again. So he says, so what's that about? He says, because it's coming to teach you that a nes is not just like the word nes means a banner, oh, something that you see out there, but it also changes you in the hidden, the part that you don't see, the inside. Also, it exists. There's a nisayon of what I do on the outside, but that nisayon is identical in the inside, the part that you don't see in me, in my spiritual DNA. It's there as well. And it affects us in a great way. So it's important. It's important for us to realize, to get chizuk from this, because life is one big fat test. That's what it is. Life is not easy. There's no such thing as an easy life. It doesn't exist. No relationship is easy. People who think they have easy relationships have no relationships. They're just avoiding dealing. That's what it doesn't. Life is hard. Relationships are hard. Anything that's worth anything is difficult. And when we overcome those things, it's not just here and now that it overcame. We're investing in generations to come. And just like people before us did tremendous things, made big moves, difficult, against the grain, against what was cool, against what they did it, and it made things easier for us on some level. We don't even realize sometimes, but they set the tone for us, so we're able to do it for the future generations. So we have to realize that the Iker is not the Kol Torah Kulo. Kol Torah Kulo is awesome, and it's important. And sometimes you have to go against it. It's an Nisayon to learn Kol Torah Kulo. But like the Ramban says, what made Avram and Avinu, what made him who he is because he was able to overcome those tests. He was able to be that Avinu. And Be'ez Hashem, we should all be zochet to that, to stand up to the test, pass the tests, and to be able to reap the benefits of all those things that we have accomplished.